When it comes to playing melody, there's a bunch of different varieties in that. There's reading, reading standard notation, that is. There's tablature, and of course, there's improvising. For reading, there are a lot of different method books out there. My problem with most of them is that they move the student on too quickly, and I have plenty of supplemental material to give in between. But there is one that I like now. I'll tell you what it is. It's called Mel Bay Expanded Edition. I can't believe that I'm actually recommending this book because for years I swore I would never use another Mel Bay book. The original edition is, it just moves you way too quickly, and you know, you're on reading all six strings within only a few pages. It's not realistic. This edition has lots of bonus material, or you know, material per string, which is really how it should be. And the book is good. You can learn to read on your own. You can learn to read single notes, standard notation on your own. It's just way less fun with on your own than it is with a teacher showing you the ropes and giving you supplemental material and actually playing the duets with you and playing rhythm guitar while you're playing the melodies. You really get to hear the possibilities. Just doing it on your own is tough, but you can. So I'm going to move on from reading for beginners. The other thing with improvising for beginners is they simply don't know all their pentatonic shapes. You know, it's a very simple thing. There are five pentatonic shapes, and you just have to learn them and memorize them. If you're in, let's say, C minor, and you learn your C minor pentatonic at the 8th fret, let's say, well, there's four other positions, and you should learn all of them. And there's tons of material out there. Even if you don't have a teacher, you can get this online. And then you learn all the five positions, and now you can just jam out on the whole neck. It's a very simple thing, but people don't do it. I don't know why. Maybe it's just too boring learning patterns on your own without a teacher to really show you. But from a beginner's standpoint, just learn the pentatonics. Learn all five positions, but then you have to learn how to connect them. I think that's where the real issue comes in. But at the very least, learn your five positions. And if the song's in a major key, this is another area where beginners struggle. If the song is in C, that's the first song that came into my head. Excuse my singing. But you can't use C minor pentatonic for that. Not going to fit over it, so you have to move it three frets down. That's basically what happens. So you know, then the scale fits perfectly. It would be like using an A minor pentatonic in the key of C. If that's confusing, you can ask me about it later. But if the minor pentatonic doesn't work for whatever song you're trying to jam on, try going three frets down. If it's in a major key, it'll work.